Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Monday. Good morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you as always by Happy State Bank. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way taking care of us. You too may join us. Your thoughts, your comments, questions, hopes, dreams, whatever you want. Bring it in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We will we'll get to all sorts of thoughts. It's Monday, so we expect a lot of you to be reacting to what you saw. Red Raiders, Cowboys, Chiefs, Texans, whatever you want to bring in, do so on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get to as much of that reaction as possible. You can call it an overreaction Monday. I don't know that there's a lot to overreact to, at least on the Red Raiders front. Maybe there is. Maybe you saw something in quarterback swaps that makes you want to overreact or whatever. But you can pour that all in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We will give our thoughts as well. What's up, Hax? How was your weekend?
I would say maybe the fastest that I can ever remember. Just
really,
when you throw in all the football and all the activities and little church, little tackle football Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Got to bedtime Sunday night in a hurry. It was. I was telling Lucas, it was one of the more interesting things that for me over the weekend was. Saturday, tried to go to bed early. Boy was in some trouble dealing with him. Got him to sleep. Knew the Colorado State game was going on. Knew it was a decent game. So I was like, I got to get to the living room to watch that.
Yeah.
So I took a little NyQuil hit.
NyQuil hit. Horse name.
Little NyQuil hit. And it's getting late and it's a great game and I can't keep my eyes open. Like, I was telling him, that's never...
What the heck? You stay up...
I know.
Forever.
It's never... It has never been a problem for me.
I stayed up the whole thing, too.
And
I go to bed early.
And I had to wake up and see what the result was. And I was like, drive, so wake.
Wait. I got you.
They're coming back. It's 28-17. You probably can go, well, hey, you know, just...
Maybe you just need Colorado football to put you to sleep every night. Maybe that's what you need to turn it to. And
I didn't have any volume up, and so it was nice and relaxing, fan on, that sort of deal. And I think the depression from the end of a great era of Oklahoma State football put me there.
you're declaring at the end
it is over
after that it particular game. Why is Tech done. Not playing OSU this year? We need that rivalry.
Let me tell you, friendship could give the Pokes a run right now. I mean, that's how bad they are.
Come on.
They are not they're not gonna they're not gonna win another game. It's awful. It's the worst I've seen since 1991 when they were 0-10-1.
They've won two games.
Do you see what Arizona State did over the weekend?
I didn't actually.
They were -8 in turnover differential and lost to somebody. I can't remember.
-8's pretty bad.
-8.
I feel like that's pretty bad, yeah.
And their quarterback's out for like 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
The
big money Florida Gator guy.
Yeah, big
Florida
money Gator kid. Guy. What is his name again?
Rashada.
Yeah. Jaden Rashada. There we go. Wow. No, that's quite the weekend.
Central Arkansas and Arizona State.
Oh, yeah. I know who they beat, but we'll tomorrow get to our power rankings. Interesting to see where. You put the Pokes. Oh, why did I say that way? You gave me like, are you kidding me? Tears of 12. That's what we called. We get to. I don't know why I said that.
TEARS.
I'm telling you, I'm drooping a little bit on a Monday. I don't know why. Just woke up sleepy. I felt like I got decent sleep, but just woke up sleepy today. So y'all have to drag me through it a little bit, or I'll take an energy hit or something. But. Yeah, so Red Raiders do get the dub. That is what we want to see. Hey, good teams win, great teams cover. You covered the spread by a little bit, but it's covering the spread. I think I still walk away, and I don't want to be a downer on a Monday, but I still walk away feeling like you're still missing a little something, right? I'm not the only one feeling that way, and I think it's on the offensive end.
Yeah.
Because you hold what was supposed to be a good offense down. You hold them down well. You're able to keep the foot on them. Defense does its job the whole night. But, again, you get out to a 21-0 lead, and then it's kind of Wyoming again where it just drags along. I say that. There were plenty of great moments in this game, great things from this game. Jordan Brown has an excellent game.
Yeah.
Taj Brooks has a fantastic game. So I'm not going to sit here and drag it along. It's just I don't come away from this game saying, okay, you've gotten completely right. You're going to go win the ship, anything like that. But you did get right. You got a win. You blew out a team you're supposed to blow out. So maybe I'm just getting too nitpicky, Hacks. And you head in as a favorite on the road.
Yeah, let me tell you why you're this way. And it has to boil down to the quarterback position.
I think that's exactly right.
And that's the only reason you feel this way.
Quarterback play and either quarterback still is not there yet.
I think Price showed, and we've known, that if we're looking for the candidate for the playmaker, right, the guy that can make some things happen in space, the guy that we think Micah Hudson's what we think he is, and you know, five star, and that guy will be able to do a little bit of everything. Price could maybe step into that role. But the reason you feel that way is the quarterback. And you want to have that thing solidified. You know that it's really anything but solidified. You wonder how that's affecting the locker room. Has that put any fissures through on I'm Team Morton, I'm Team Shuck? We can break all this down, what we saw and what we think as we move along through the show. But I think that's really the only reason you come through having any kind of bad feelings after Saturday, because if you look around this league, outside of a handful of teams, it is an absolute joke.
Yeah.
And you're not in the joke category.
Agreed. I still...
That's why I said, my only kind of message Saturday night was, this is a good team. It's not a great team. It's not an average team. I think it's a good team. And that may be good enough to have yourself a good year here as we get past the opening 2 weeks.
I think so. I think, like we kind of predicted preseason, Hacks, the way I walk away from this Big 12 weekend, there's still going to be a ton of 6- and 7-win football teams, probably more 6-win football teams all over the place in the Big 12 conference. I think Tech will be in that next grouping of maybe 8-ish wins football teams. And then you've got maybe a couple of conference title contenders, because you don't walk away saying, okay, K-State, they're right there. They're locked into a Big 12 championship game. Texas, I don't think you can walk away saying they're locked into a Big 12 championship game because of what they looked like against Wyoming and what Alabama looked like against South Florida.
Ding.
So all of the above, this whole freaking league is so scattered. Hacks, we have learned almost nothing through 3 weeks in the Big 12. Almost nothing. Except it's a pretty average to below average league right now. Tell us what you think. It's the end of the bench. We'll get your thoughts and some headlines next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for a few headlines. What you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Joyce Woodman and Jeff Haxton here from the First United Bank studio. Got intern Maris and Lucas Beck behind the glass. Start off the headlines with the grossness. Texas Rangers lose to the Cleveland Guardians. I almost went Indians there. It's been a while. So 9-2 in the finale yesterday. They get swept.
What'd I tell you?
I'm not to have any faith. Just
Boom, up, down, up,
so we're
down,
back,
up,
we're down. Back to up, right?
Yes.
Okay, against the Red Sox, hopefully.
Yes.
They trail the Astros by 1.5 games in the AL West tank, so it's not all lost at this point. It just feels like, good grief. Do something. Rangers, unfortunately, are swept. Astros beat the Royals yesterday. They weren't just glowing over the weekend, but they beat the Royals yesterday 7-1 in that one. So the Rangers currently hold a game lead for that third wild card spot, trail the Astros by a game and a half in the AL West standings. Rangers open a new series with the Red Sox tonight. Starts at 7:05 on the first pitch. It will be a 6:30 pregame. You can listen in on Double T 97.3. Astros will open up a new series as well. We'll pick up their game in progress following the High School Fan Zone, which features coaches from Coronado and Estacado tonight. Hacks, not all bad news for the Rangers. Josh Jung may return as early as tonight. Now, we'll see. Have not made any sort of announcement, but Bochy said they will, both he and Adolis Garcia will be back this week. Jung could be back as early as tonight. So we'll see if he makes the lineup tonight or tomorrow, but expecting a return pretty soon for Josh Jung, which is fantastic. He spent the 3 days over the weekend hitting in Surprise, Arizona, and things went well on that front. So the thumb has healed up for him. Dallas Cowboys didn't need no healing. 30-10 win over the Jets as they take out the Aaron Rodgers-less Jets and look pretty good in doing so. Force three interceptions for Zach Wilson. That's a pretty good defense. Now, I would like to see the Cowboys move the football very well yesterday on a pretty good defense. I'd still like to see them finish with more than five field goals in the game. So finishing drives would be something decent, but can't complain too much as Cowboys win that one. Did you see how historic of a start this is for the Cowboys, Max?
I would love for you to tell me.
Okay. Fifth team in Super Bowl era to score 70 points.
Without giving up any?
Well, and only allow 10 or fewer.
Oh, yeah.
Scoring 70.
I saw they scored 50 before somebody else scored on them.
Yeah.
And that hadn't been done in a handful of years.
Yep. So, fifth team in the Super Bowl era to score 70 points and allow 10 or fewer in the first two games of the season. Only 2019 Patriots have done it since 1970. So, in more of a modern 50 years, the Patriots in 19 and the Cowboys here have done that. So
they're not going to lose. Undefeated.
What ended up happening with the 2019 Patriots? Anybody? They go win anything?
It's too far ago for me.
I know. I can't peg teams very well as what they end up. They lost in the wild card round, so. Fits the Cowboys perfectly.
There you go.
That's the Cowboys we know. All right. Texans lose yesterday 31-20 to the Colts. CJ Stroud running for his life for the entire game. Chiefs beat the Jags 17-9 in Jacksonville. How do you feel about that game if you're a Chiefs fan? I mean, you beat a good team, so you can't gripe too much, but The Chiefs are so used to big offensive numbers.
If I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm worried that they haven't been able to produce like we've been watching over these last Mahomes years. Take it back to when Mahomes took the helm, took control. So, yeah, I'm a little bit worried about that if I am a Chiefs fan, which I am not. But they'll have to get some things figured out. That's for sure.
Right now, who's the better team, Chiefs or the Cowboys?
Oh, Cowboys.
But it won't finish that way. But it won't finish that way. It won't. I'm a Cowboys fan. I know how these things work. Tech Volleyball got off the schneid a little bit. A lot bit, actually. They had a four-game losing streak going into yesterday, but beat A&M Corpus Christi 3-1 yesterday in the final game of theirs in the SMU Invitational. So good stuff for Coach Greystone and company. You too can join us. Thoughts, comments, questions, all of it welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com.
You know, one thing we've got a lot of going on is flopping all of a sudden in college football.
Who did I see do that?
It had it happened in the OU Tulsa game.
That wasn't the one. I saw one where it was.
We had some eye poking.
Egregious. I mean, what's with
it was
that?
Three Stooges style.
What's on level of dirtiness? That's as high as it gets. Now, I mean, you're not taking a guy's
spitting.
Knee out. Okay, you're right. Spitting would be
Romanowski.
Spitting would be worse. So not as high as it gets, but it's very high on the scale, right?
Anything to do
reaching into a face mask and poking anything in the nether region? Yeah,
that's worse.
Okay, I guess this was so shocking because you don't ever see this happen.
No, you don't.
This is like a unwritten rule. Yeah, hey, you don't go into a guy's face mask. I mean, he does go. Okay, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, sorry. Shedeur Sanders, Deion's son, quarterback for Colorado, is jawing back and forth with one of the defensive linemen for Colorado State, and then he just reaches up and pokes him in the eyes through the face mask. Now, Shedeur, pretty sure, has a visor on, so he can't get poked back, but he just reaches up and pokes him in the... Like, that's garbage. Just straight trash, homie. So, I don't know. This doesn't
I'm
help.
Trying to think of the other flop.
Well, that's not a flop.
I know, but there was another flop other than...
There was, because I saw someone just go down. I thought it was in a Big 12 game.
It was like, I got hit. Ah!
Was it West Virginia?
It may have been. It may have been. Yeah.
I remember the guy just, like, he gets bumped a little, and then he just goes down. It was terrible, whatever it was. But, yeah, that stuff, it doesn't help my... disdain for Colorado, how all that went down. And I am very much a not a fan of the fun police, people that police having fun. But there does have to be a line on rushing the field, right? If you're a 24-point favorite and you rush the field, it's like, I don't know. I guess walk-off wins, they're exciting. We saw our crowd rush the field against Houston last year. Well, they were technically ranked at the time, but we had three
Houston?
Rush. I think we had three rushings of the field
last
year.
It was just Texas.
Had Texas for sure. Had OU. I thought Houston after the walk-off win.
I don't think so.
You sure?
No.
I'm not either. Like, this is one I'm not going to be. Come on, Maris. You're supposed to know this stuff. You're young. Your brain hasn't been.
I feel like I would say, I feel like we did rush the field that game, but you're pretty confident in saying no, which makes me question.
Well, he just said he's not confident. He's like, I said, you sure?
No.
No, I said, I'm not confident. No.
No. So I don't know. Someone tell us that has better memories than us. Yeah, I don't like being the fun police, but I mean, you're a 24-point favorite.
This league, if it wasn't for West Virginia, and who else? Who else won that maybe wasn't supposed to?
Since he lost to Miami of Ohio.
14-point favorite at home. OSU 7-point favorite at home, lose by 26.
14 teams is a lot harder to keep up with.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Just thinking through it. And then we're going to go to 16 next year, so it's going to be even harder to just go off the memory bank of what happened in the league.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Monday, y'all. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you as always by Happy State Bank, Choice Woodman, Jeff Haxton. Here in the First United Bank studio, keep hitting us up. We haven't hit a lot of your thoughts, but we will do so right now. On the Yates Flooring Center chat line, a lot of you with reaction. Probably not as much as a normal Monday. There's still plenty, but I mean, it was a blowout win against Tarleton State, which is exactly what was supposed to happen. You can react on that. Dallas Cowboys, which saw first 2 weeks of the season, specifically a 30-10 win over the Jets, Jets yesterday. But first, we got to get to pop quiz.
So it's time for a pop quiz.
Not for you. Maris is
back. Maris. Oh, God.
It's his weekly quiz. We got to. He doesn't look too pleased. Maris. You need it. We're just trying to better you, Maris.
I'm training. I'm training.
You are very much in training. So first three of these have not just been glowing. We're going to give you three apiece again. What does he need? Four out of six to pass?
Yep.
Okay. Four out of six. Let's go. All right. We're going to start off easy for you. Okay? We're going to ease into this one for you and give you South Carolina.
The Gamecocks.
Okay. He's one for one.
Charlton State.
Texans.
Okay. Seeing if he's paying attention.
Good job.
And I'm going for max humiliation.
Well, now he's off to a fast start. So we're going to make it a little tougher on you. Delaware.
Huh.
Come on, Tex played him here in baseball.
Baseball.
Mountaineers.
Good guess, but wrong. Blue Hens. Well, you gave me a look like I did get that right.
Okay. No, you got it right. Okay. You got it
Thank
right.
you. Second guess.
Trying to see if I want to make you the bad guy or me the bad guy.
To get it. No, you can be the bad guy at the end.
The hammer.
Yeah, you can hammer it
or
out.
The grace.
Either way.
That was what my wife
so
was saying to me.
So much power
you're
wielding
like,
right now.
Have some grace. Have some grace, because it took her 2 hours to eat lunch yesterday, and we paid.
Oh, gosh.
Just terrible.
$80 again at Subway?
Oh, golly. No, it wasn't Subway.
Okay.
It was a Mexican joint in Milwaukee that I'll never go to again.
Your regular one?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Cross street. Dadgummit. Idaho.
Come on, bro.
Potatoes.
I actually like the answer, at least.
Spuds.
The Vandals. Vandals. The Vandals.
They play 2 for 4?
They play in the Kibbe Dome. You are dumb.
Batting 500. That's just not good here.
You are 2 for 4. All right, let's go with Kentucky.
The Wildcats.
Okay.
I'm so torn. Like,
I wanted to leave it on your shoulders.
He can't do anything outside the Power Five.
Are you looking at the Angel or the Devil? Which one are you going to go with, X, on your shoulder?
I got to find a middle.
Okay.
Rutgers.
Oh,
we've already done Rutgers.
Yeah, we've already
for
done
you.
Rutgers.
Never mind.
Yeah, that one's not.
Because they're middle as they can be. Maryland.
Oh, I was going to give you
the
one.
The Terrapins.
Okay.
He got it. Fine. He passed. He passed, folks.
Finally.
The one, here's your bonus that I was going to tell him to give you. Marshall.
Oh.
That'd be a good one.
They're the rival of the
we
team.
We are Marshall.
That you're playing this week. Can you tell us what state they're in?
I don't think I could.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Yeah.
Marshall.
Green Wall.
He got the color right. Thundering Herd.
Thundering Herd. Hey, 6 for 4, 4 for 6.
Yeah, you passed. You did pass. All right. Shelly says, have a moment to listen. She hadn't been around much, but we still have you, Shelly. Have a moment to listen. Who is this producer and is he for real? This is our intern, Maris. We pop quiz him on the mascots because he's learning. He's learning. We're getting him there. All right, you on the chat line. Choice is tired and sluggish. Sounds like he ran out of chamomile oil for his morning bath. How was the beet cleanse, Choice? Not pleasant. Didn't do a full cleanse. We just did the drinking on Friday. Lots of drinking. But I would not seek out beet juice. If a doctor like said, hey, you need to drink 2 ounces of this a day, I could handle it. But once you get beyond that, it's kind of rough. My mom suggested to me, you put salt and pepper in it.
Yes.
Which I actually think would make it better. Because you're drinking a vegetable, so maybe the salt and pepper would actually work. All right, lots on the quarterbacks. We're not going to get to the quarterbacks yet. We will, because it's going to take up at least a segment. So we'll hold off on that. There was lots of dropped passes. O-line just not right on pass coverage. Price had a great catch but dropped three. Three? I remember two. Expect more from the wide receiver room. Okay. Maybe that's kind of that empty feeling we were talking about. Yeah, just not it wasn't an overall just clean, perfect game for Texas Tech on Saturday. But you can't gripe about a 41-3 win, can you? They should be nitpicking in the locker room. They should
find a way.
Well, okay. Not that you can't. Probably shouldn't gripe about a 41-3 win when you're 0 for your first two. This week is so huge. Were you surprised at the line? You've seen the line.
Yeah, I have. It was 3.5.
4.5.
4.5.
I was a little surprised.
A little surprised that it's that much for Tech.
I thought Tech would be a 1.5 to 2 point favorite. I thought you'd be a slight favorite on the road, like it opened with Pitt. But then again, I guess I do think Tech's a better football team than Pitt this year, so maybe I shouldn't be too surprised. But one thing I expect, and we got all week to get into the West Virginia matchup, is you are going to play in a ugly, knockdown, drag-out type of game on Saturday. West Virginia is going to try to hold on to the football and make this as low a scoring game as possible and just run it down your throat. We'll see. See what happens. More reaction from you. We will talk quarterbacks on the other side of Hax's highs and lows. Also, nightmarish airline story, Hax. I know how much you love those.
Oh, yeah.
Got that coming up. And a pretty clever tweet from the Tarleton football account. And I'm all in on it. I hope it comes true.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Onward and upward, it is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you as always by Happy State Bank. 950 on your AM dial. Also yours on television, Fox 34 News Now. You can keep hitting us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Whatever you got, you can bring it on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We are 45 minutes out from Ask the Benchwarmers. Any questions specific to that, we will love to make an attempt at answering them, at least. Hax, there's been a lot of chatter on the chat line about quarterback. As expected, Coach McGuire put it to bed immediately if there was any sort of controversy. Right? I mean, in the post-game press conference, before he could even get asked a question, he says, hey, there's no quarterback thing going on here. This was in the plan from the get-go. We were, if we had a lead in the third quarter, a good enough lead in the third quarter, we wanted to get Baron Morton some reps and get him some reps with the ones. So there is, in the coaching staff's mind, no controversy. There's nothing to be had there. All that being said, lots of people chiming in regarding what we saw, which was two different quarterbacks on Saturday night. Someone says, I'm personally not in or out on either quarterback, but Joey's decision to keep Tyler quarterback one without a competition will be the first sour taste in the mouths of the fan base. I don't know. He's not saying they're not always competing for their jobs. He's not saying Tyler Shuck can't lose the job. He's just saying that going into West Virginia, it's still Tyler Shuck's job. right? I mean, he's not saying there's not competition. I guess there's, yeah, he is, but it doesn't mean he can't lose the job. And I hope he doesn't, because I feel like it is going to take a lot for him to lose that job.
Who's better choice?
I think we're starting to see a ceiling for Tyler Shuck. And you saw the ceiling last year, in my opinion, with Tyler Shuck. He can go win you football games. He proved it last year, but he can also contribute to losses. He's proved that this year. Baron Morton, I think, has more potential. I don't know that he's better right in this moment. That's where I feel. I mean,
so I'm really conflicted on, and I had some people come at me on Twitter, which is they should, because I was the stand by your Shuck. That's been me, right?
It has. Yeah. And I was in agreement with you last week. He's staring at you too.
Yes. He's like,
he's got his arms crossed looking
at you.
You
better pick me, man.
We've got the replay of the game on, and there's a Tyler Shuck graphic.
To me, you're not playing Baron as the number one because you are worried and afraid of drop-dead turnovers.
Okay.
Because I think he is more of a swashbuckler, risk-taker. He clearly has more swagger.
Mm-hmm.
Shuck seems to be more level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
But if Shuck is going to have the drop-dead turnovers like we saw against Oregon, why not play Baron?
I think that's where we will see a turn if we see a turn. It's got to take turnovers and losing football games combined. And if you go do those things in Morgantown, then you've got a conversation at hand. But I don't think you're giving the job up if he's still finding a way to help you win.
I'd love to get the pulse of the locker room.
I
would love that. He looked a little crushed when he got taken out.
But Joey went over there and told him, hey, we were doing this no matter what. Like, this was the plan. You knew the plan, but I agree. I saw the body language, and it's because he wasn't playing that well when he got taken out. 10 of 20. It's not what you wanted to see. It's going to be a topic. It is.
Big time.
I think part of what Tyler Shuck has going against him, Baron Morton's more fun to watch. Right? I mean, they may put out the same results. Similar results. Who knew that Tyler Shuck's probably the better runner out of the two?
Yeah.
But they may put out very similar results, but one is more of the gunslinger type, and he's more fun to watch. So it's more pleasing to the eye. You excuse the... But what we forget... As
I mean, look at him right there in that still shot. He looks like a robot.
We can't get it unstilted.
He's a little robotronic.
Yeah.
As Jack Black would say.
Robotronic. Nice. So, Axe, I think that's part of what he's got going against him in the fan base. But we've so quickly forgotten the bad moments for Baron Morton last year, right? I mean, we all remember the good stuff.
I didn't have any, man. It was perfect.
Let's go through the games that Baron Morton started. I believe he started three, and I'm just going purely off the memory here. He started for sure against Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
And played well in that game. Did have a turnover that ends up being the game loser for you. Played well, gets hobbled on an ankle injury, played through that injury, but wasn't the same after it. So that was start number one, if I remember correctly, for Baron Morton. He also started in the game against West Virginia where you just boat raced the Mountaineers. Looked really good in that game. So 1.5 good games so far. Didn't he start the Baylor game?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure he started the Baylor game. Again, I'm going off of memory here, but I think he started the Baylor. Maybe that was Donovan Smith. Either way, that was a giant thud for you. There were definite moments that Baron Morton looked like a freshman last year. Looked like a kid that's trying to do too much and couldn't get it done. Again, this isn't trying to knock on either quarterback. That's not my intent here. I'm just saying you don't have a perfect quarterback right now. You don't have a Heisman contender out there at the moment. And we all want that to happen. That's what we all want. We want that instant gratification of this guy is going to take us to the promised land right now. We're going to go win 9 games in a row and win a Big 12 championship. That's what we want. My answer to your question of who's better? I don't think there is an answer. I don't think there is a definitive.
Lucas, who's better?
This guy's better than the other one.
Put you on the spot.
Better, I would say Morton, just by a slight edge.
Again, I think Morton's got probably a higher ceiling in his career, but I don't know that that is right now. There's not a clear-cut answer, which middle of the road is the toughest thing for a coaching staff. Because Shuck has not done enough to say, we got to yank this guy. But he's also not done enough to say, to quiet the fan base and say he is clear-cut the best.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Wasting no time, it is time for Ask the Benchwarmers. Bring those questions in. We've got a lot so far, so we'll answer as many as we possibly can. Yates Flooring Center chat line, easiest route for that. You can tweet us at 107thescore or call us up on the Visual Edge IT hotline, 806-771-0973. He's Hacks, I'm Choice.
Choice is eating loudly again, people.
Lucas and Maris across the way. Questions for any of
us. It's horrible.
It's Chex Mix.
It's awful.
Chex Mix. Who doesn't love Chex Mix? Come on, Hacks.
It's fried chicken.
It's not even corn nuts this time.
You sounded like a horse eating oats. All break. It's so loud.
Oh, my gosh. You have your... My mouth is completely closed when it's happening.
That's closed. What it's like.
I wish I would have shut up so you could have pulled that sound of Hacks of held on to it for later. All right. Did y'all see the 60 Minutes piece on Deion last night?
Nope.
Another one asked the same thing. Didn't change my opinion, Val said. Nope. Didn't see it. Didn't care to. I don't know if it changed anybody's opinion. So. Val said this might be a question for the official. The rule about flopping the last 2 minutes where the offense has to go give up a timeout or run 10 seconds off the clock. I thought I saw a defensive player go down, but the offense had to give up 10 seconds. The rule is to prevent faking injuries to slow play. That seems to encourage it. I think it's the offense has the option if the defense does it to take a 10-second runoff. It's either or. So... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the official can answer it. This one from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Hacks, he spent over $80 again at a Mexican restaurant this time. Did Scooter go with you? And did he order extra tacos?
No, he was good this time.
He was good this time?
Yeah.
Good boy. CW, were you impressed with Texas Tech's offense? No. But I wasn't depressed with it either. I mean, it was fine. It's fine. It was Jake Archer fine. You scored 41 points, 7 of those on the defensive side. It wasn't electric. It was for a little bit. I guess that's what's frustrating, Hacks, about the offense, is you have the ability
boom, boom, boom
in there.
Crickets.
And then it goes quiet. Yeah. Just like the Wyoming game. Yeah. Real fast. Do well. And then, yeah, you hit those lulls. Now, if we have it our way, we want to see the offense score every single drive, get a touchdown every single drive. That doesn't happen. But you still have to avoid those big old gaps of silence, essentially, from your offense. So, impressed? No. Still got a lot of improvement for that. Room for improvement. Another Deion question. Y'all think the national media will stop fawning over Deion now, or are they in a penny in for a pound? Or are they penny in for a pound? No, they don't stop. It's going to take, what, two losses for them to quiet down? On Deion? They're going to get spanked by Oregon this week.
Well, we're going to get those two losses. I'm almost certain of that.
In USC?
Yeah.
Pretty soon after?
Yeah, it's after.
So back-to-back games against Oregon and USC. So I think it's going to take those two losses, and then they stop fawning so much. It'll still be around, though. Because he's going to say something that catches headlines.
I'll tell you, this is why I think it'll slow down some. Because we did kind of go all in from a media perspective hard at the start of this. Jay Norvell gives him the green light on the sunglasses comment. But I'll tell you what, Colorado State, for the most part, pushed them around.
Yes, they did.
Colorado State.
Colorado State should have won the game.
Should have won the game.
Should have finished it in regulation.
With all the hype, with all the crowd, they should have won the game.
Should have finished it off.
They pushed them around. Mm-hmm. So if you get pushed around by Colorado State, you're going to get pushed around by Oregon and USC.
Chio's eating and clothing changing habits are kind of sketch. Another one, of course.
He's got his workout shorts on right now, peoples.
Yeah, I went to Jamie's office and changed. Of course, Choice is allowed chewer hacks. He's a double dipper. What else do you expect from those people? Come on, guys. Come on. We absolutely cannot start conference play with a loss. How many series do you allow Shuck to be non-productive before you put Morton in? Assuming this is this week that you're talking about against West Virginia. I do think there's going to be a semi-short leash on Shuck this week. Right? If you're playing in a low-scoring game, Hacks, and you're banging your head against the wall with the offense where it's just not flowing, I do think there's potential for change within. I don't think it's necessarily hey, you're making this change and moving on completely from Shuck, but if we've seen that from coaches, and if it's 14-10, in the third quarter and your offense just hasn't done much and you're looking for a spark, I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen. But if you're saying how many series, I don't think you see a move made in the first half. Unless it's just horrific. Go throw three picks in the first half or something.
I'm at the point where I really don't know what they're going to do, but I can tell you this, a lot of money has already gone on Texas Tech.
Yeah.
This thing opened up at -3 for the Red Raiders on the road. It's now up to 6 in a lot of joints.
Yeah.
So
that's
a lot of people looked at this line and said, oh, I can make some money off this deal.
Yeah, there's a lot that are betting on the Red Raiders. Garrett Green most likely being out for this one's a big
got hurt in the
part
first quarter.
But that was known by Vegas that he's most likely not going to play. West Virginia also doesn't put out a depth chart, that sort of thing. They're a little more secretive, so I don't know. Hey, it finally shifted to that. We got a TV that won't work, or an ESPN Plus broadcast that won't work. Back to the...
You put it on Boogie Nights.
Let's go.
Boogie Nights.
Might as well. Benchwarmers, I personally think Barron will end up in the NFL. What about y'all? Sure.
Way too early.
Yeah, why not? The eternal optimist. Yeah, he's a lock for the NFL. I think he's got a chance, sure. He's not prototypical NFL quarterback, though. Though that seems to be going more by the wayside nowadays. You like a guy that moves around. You like
who he looks like? Baker.
He's taller than Baker.
I know.
A little bit.
Runs around like him a little bit.
Okay. Thanks for making Tech fans throw up a little. Mark in Olive Branch says, does it seem like the receiving core are not playing up to their expectations? Obvious bad routes, missed audibles, resulting in interceptions, drop passes, etc. And add that to an O-line performance that might be causing the quarterback questions? Yeah, I would say receivers are not playing up to expectations yet. And again, this is where it gets like, if we're follow the ball fans, which almost everybody is, right? It's hard to diagnose, okay, is that receiver's fault, quarterback's fault? What route was he supposed to run right there? This, that. It's, if you don't know exactly what that play was, it's hard to diagnose it. But it seems like it's just an offense that's not completely in sync right now. Because there are times where your receivers are getting over open and quarterbacks just aren't seeing them. Quarterback specifically, not seeing them. And you go back to that interception play in the last play of the Oregon game, or the pick six. Miles Price is wide open over the middle there. Wide open. He doesn't see him. And then there's other plays where no one's getting open. And you got everybody covered. So I don't know if you chalk that up to receivers, scheme, what? There's always blame to go around. But yeah, I agree with you, Mark. I don't think the receiving play has been quite what you wanted. Could Colorado beat Tech in football right now?
I don't think so, personally. I don't. Especially with Travis Hunter not playing for 3 weeks.
Yeah. That whole game had some dirtiness to it.
Well, I was impressed with that Colorado State punchback. They showed up ready for a war.
They really did. They did.
And put themselves in a position where they should have won, but didn't. Hey, at least you weren't the Denver Broncos. Throw a 50-yard Hail Mary and then completely botch the two-point.
That's it for us. Appreciate all the thoughts, comments, questions on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. We'll get back to it tomorrow with the Tuesday edition. For Hacks, Maris, Lucas, no choice. It's been the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.